This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Dr. Sheely's with us. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
You know, I've got the sun in my eyes. It's looking out the window. It's bright. Looks like it's going to be a wonderful day. It's going to be almost 70 degrees here on the farm. The animals are going to love it. We love it. How about out your way? Is it nice and clear?
Yep, same thing.
Yeah, that's great. Well, class, if you'd like to give us a call, Dr. Norm Sheely's at the head of the classroom, at the blackboard, and 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And so the schedule for this week is Tuesday, Rich, Wednesday, Gwyneth, Thursday, it looks like I'm going to be teaching a class about, from the book, I'm going to talk a little bit more about tires. And believe it or not, even though we did two broadcasts on tires, we got probably another half a broadcast to do on what you need to know about tires and the way that they are balanced improperly. And just by knowing this, you can get yours done properly. Dr. Sheely, what's new in your world?
Well, on Wednesday, I will get the result of the most important research I've ever done in my life. But until I get that, nothing.
Well, can you tell us what you've been evaluating?
Anandamide bliss. I have been intrigued with this for a number of years, but there actually are very, very few studies that give you all the details about it. It's a natural cannabinoid that the brain produces. In fact, you produce it all over the body. But apparently, it hasn't really been, in my opinion, I've spent hours searching the literature, and it hasn't been looked at the way I like to look at it. To me, it is the natural chemical, if you will, or hormone, that keeps you happy. It makes you feel good. It's anti-inflammatory. So it's your stabilizing hormone of all hormones in the body. I believe that using the cranial pimp will increase your anandamide. Now, all people with any known disease, I don't care whether it's anxiety or depression or pain or cancer or heart disease or whatever, have a low level of anandamide. I also believe that it is related to intuition and overall intellectual function. For instance, children with attention deficit disorder have a very low anandamide, that kind of thing. So we've got 160 blood tests and various things we've done to see what will raise anandamide. And if I'm correct, we have the key to bliss.
I remember you and I were on stage in Springfield at the DoubleTree Hotel, and we were doing a live broadcast from there. And there was it was like a small auditorium, and I was there, you know, without anything on my head, and you had a cranial stimulator on. And I thought this isn't fair. And can you tell us about what that does, Dr. Sheely? Because, you know, it seems like it absolutely works. And by the way, I have the PEMF device. I use it every day. And I'm up to a couple hours a day now using it. So please tell us about how this can work.
Well, it's called a pulse electromagnetic frequency device. And ours sweeps these chakra frequencies from 5.8 3 to 56.2 1.81 cycles every 10 minutes. No matter where you put it on the body, it helps the brain get into gamma, which is this is the bliss state of the brain. And obviously when you put it right on the head, you get the greatest concentration of gamma. And we have used it to treat successfully now for 36 months, 10 long-term opioid addicts. I've used it in hundreds of people with every known disease, from Parkinsonism to addiction, various other kinds. My favorite case, actually, is a 60-year-old patient with Parkinsonism. He was so bad, he was brought in a wheelchair, and with two people holding him to put him on the table, he couldn't put his feet on the floor. 1 month later, he walked 40 feet from the parking lot into the clinic. And, you know, it just seems to rejuvenate the brain.
And, you know, it's non-invasive. It's less invasive than taking an aspirin.
Yes.
It's less invasive than drinking a glass of water. Literally.
It's the
like,
only contraindication is the pacemaker. It won't hurt you, but it might interfere with the pacemaker, so it wouldn't take a chance.
Well, I can tell you that when I use it, and I use it every day, I have a pulse oximeter, and I look at my heart rate. And within a couple minutes, I notice that my heart rate comes down, 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 lower, lower, lower. And it could be a combination of a couple things. It could be that I'm, you know, relaxed for that 2 minutes, you know, from moving around to putting this on and relaxing. Or it could be the pulse electromagnetic frequency device, or both. Do you have any thoughts about that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I have done this in people with all kinds of problems, including actually, one lady who had only 75% oxygen saturation from chronic lung disease, and within 30 minutes, her oxygen saturation was up to 96%. So I don't think that could happen with relaxation. And I've lowered blood pressure from 200 over, let's say, 100 down to normal within the same period of time. So what it does is regulate the normal resting charge on a cell. In other words, if you have a cell that's not doing anything, you know, it's just at normal. It has a minus 70 millivolt charge on it. But when it's agitated or, you know, disturbed, it might be minus 50 or minus 60, and then it's overactive. Of course, it gets to minus 90, it's underactive. But what this does is reset the normal resting voltage to minus 70 millivolts.
It's quite fascinating. And class, you know, if you were to see this device, you would say, can't possibly work. Well, I've been using it for a couple years, and I got to tell you, I absolutely believe it does work. As a matter of fact, I keep it where I can access it frequently. And one of the things that, when I say frequently, I mean even multiple times a day, one of the things that I've noticed, Dr. Shealy, about our broadcast together, is that even though you put the information out there and in an understandable way, there are still people who won't reach for it and do it, including taking vitamin C and vitamin B complex and astaxanthine, etc., and multiple vitamins. I don't know if it's too hard, it takes too much work. I don't know what the reason is, but Even calling in here, I'll give out the number, and I've already given it out, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I'll do it one more time slowly, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, and you can speak with Dr. Shealy, ask him your medical questions, and he will give you expert advice of easily 6 decades of medical experience. So, but very few people call. I guess it's too much work. instructors call here. Instructors are, you know, those who want to learn more. They want to attain more. They want to grow and expand and do better at everything. And so they call in. That's for sure. But there are not many students who call in. There are a few. There are a few. Jean from Kentucky will call in, and she's eating less sugar, and that's great. But there aren't many people who call in, and it's kind of like the generally dumb public. They can't get out of their own way, and it's sad.
That's typical of people in this country. I say 97.5% of people are too stupid to be alive. 97.5% are lacking 1 to 5 essential habits. They practically, if they had to think about it, they wouldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I read this report, and it was about dehydration. And there are a lot of Americans, according to this study, that feel that they would rather take medication than drink more water. Because
now that is beyond stupid. That's insane,
right,
in my opinion.
Right. Well, right. I mean, it's easy. It's easy to know when you're thirsty. I mean, we've got a built-in thirstometer. You know, it came as original equipment for all of us. And some people just would rather have medication than to hydrate themselves with water. Dr. Shilley, you know, back in the 50s, 60s, I remember nurses pinching my wrist and other patients' wrists to see how the skin returned back to its state and, you know, flexibility. And they were looking at that as a measurement of hydration. Is that something that is a bona fide indicator of hydration, or is that pseudoscience?
Well, yes, to some extent. Obviously, it takes experience to know what it means. And, you know, whether you're slightly hydrated or moderately hydrated. But, yes, it's valid. But there's another habit that I sort of forgot about for many years because the last time I played around with it, I was okay. That is the pH of your saliva. The pH of your saliva needs to be ideally 7.2 to 7.4. And if it gets down to 6.8, you are actually acid. And I learned recently, a couple of weeks ago, I got out my pH strips, and my pH was 6.8. And to bring it up to normal for whatever's going on, I need 2 teaspoons a day, one in the morning, one in the evening, of bicarbonate of soda. That's the best way to raise it up simply. And now I'm back up to 7.2.
Okay. So how did you take that? That's bicarbonate of soda class is baking soda. Not baking powder. Not baking powder. Baking soda. It's that Arm & Hammer stuff.
Right.
And
I just put it in half
small
a glass of water.
Half a glass of water?
So I take another half glass of water following that. Mm-hmm. Like a full glass of water is adequate.
All right. Now, do you take 1 teaspoon at a time?
Yeah,
and then
just one in the
one
morning.
Teaspoon?
I started with just one a day, and it wasn't quite good enough, so I tried one in the morning, one in the evening. Now it works.
Okay. Now, when you say in the evening, is that before bedtime or at mealtime or what?
Well, it's when I first get up in the morning, and then in the evening, it's just before I go to bed.
Okay. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shilley.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor. Website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, you mentioned that you tested your saliva with pH test strips, and 7.2 to 7.4 is ideal, and yours came in at 6.8, which is acidic, and you used 1 teaspoon of baking soda, common baking soda, with half a glass of water, and then chased it with some more water, another half a glass of water, twice a day, and you brought your pH, your saliva pH, into normal range. When do you test your saliva? Is there a specific time? Do you have to wait between meals? Do you have to rinse out your mouth? What is the protocol for testing
it's best
saliva?
Not to put anything into your mouth in the last hour, let's say, whether it's food or drink. However, I do it when I first get up, which is, you know, to me, an ideal time.
Okay. And you brought yours to within the normal or ideal range within a few days. What does it mean when your pH is acidic, as you said yours was at 6.8?
Well, it means that you are more prone to inflammation and other problems. Now, I didn't have any symptoms that have gone away, but sooner or later, it's going to lead to arthritis and other degenerative diseases. We need to be, I mean, our blood level is 7.4 pH.
Mm-hmm. And therefore, because the blood pH is at 7.4, saliva should be the same.
Yeah, close to it. Anywhere from 7.2 mm-hmm. to 7.4 is okay for saliva.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in this current environment that we find ourselves with the Chinese pandemic, the COVID-19 virus, we need to have our immune system top-notch 24/7, 365, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you think that this needs to be something we should, if we are normal, we test it at a specific frequency, like once a week, once a month, every six
yes.
months?
I will never not test it at least once a week again.
Okay. And how invasive is this test?
Well, I mean, it's just a little piece of paper, you know. And
yeah.
So I just test it in my mouth. Comes in a little plastic bottle with 50 or 100 strips in it. And it takes, you know, about 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Class, what we're talking about is kind of a litmus test. I remember from elementary school, you could find out whether something was acid or base, as simple as that. And this is a strip. It's maybe a quarter of an inch wide, maybe a little narrower than that. Maybe it's a couple inches long. And there's a testing area, and all you do is put some saliva on that. And if you want, you can form a little droplet of saliva, and you can transfer it directly from your mouth to the saliva strip. So you don't have to suck on it if you don't want to. And you'd probably be better off just having a drop of saliva, maybe do it over a sink or something like that that you can rinse out, and just have a drop of saliva land on this thing, on the test strip, on the business end of the test strip. And you don't want to touch the business end with your fingers because you might alter the results by
right.
whatever pH your fingers might
You're
be.
Right.
Right? So, yeah. So you want to handle these as scientific test instruments. You don't want to contaminate them. And how much does this cost, Dr. Shilley, for, 50 or 100 of these test strips? Less than $10, right?
Oh, yeah. Maybe about $5, $6.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't want the ones that have a really broad range. You want a set that has a more narrow, more specific range, so you can read the fine points of a tenth on the pH scale, like 7.1, 7.2, 7.3, 7.4. You don't want one that goes from 1 to 14, right?
Right.
Do you know what your range is, Dr. Shilley, of the type that you bought?
Yeah, it's actually 7.2, 7.4, yeah, every 2/10.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you want to zero in on that range. And are they sold for specific saliva tests, or is it just a general purpose
Well, it's a general purpose. You can check the urine with it, too.
Okay. When we come back, could you tell us what we should find as a result with testing urine with these pH test strips? Dr. Shilley and I'll be right back. I'll do a little bit of research and I'll see if I can find some and what the current price is, like at eBay or something like that. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shilley, normshilley.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House says the number of unaccompanied children crossing the border could jump up from more than 16,000 this month to as many as 26,000 in September. No one knows for sure as the Biden administration continues to censor the media from border facilities. The White House is working on a COVID-19 vaccine passport initiative that could be required for travel, sporting events, and even eating out. The report comes as major U.S. airlines and nearly 30 travel and labor groups are pushing President Biden to develop a standardized government-backed credential. Two girls, ages 13 and 15, were charged with the murder and carjacking of a Pakistani immigrant killed last week while delivering food in Washington, D.C. Muhammad Anwar, 66, died when police said the girls, armed with a taser, sped off with his car as he clung to the driver's side door with the door open. It crashed seconds later outside the ballpark to the Washington Nationals. Mr. Anwar died at the scene. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
A weekend washout postponed NASCAR's plans for a historic Cup Series dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway. After rain canceled Saturday's qualifying, more wet weather in the forecast for Sunday's race forced NASCAR to move its plans to Monday, with the Cup Series now scheduled to start at 4 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Now that the United States is coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, when will concerts and sporting events begin to come back? Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Major League Baseball will begin its season later this week, with all 30 teams welcoming fans back to ballparks at reduced capacity. When asked when he would feel comfortable about returning to large gatherings, Dr. Anthony Fauci told CBS's Face the Nation that if vaccinations continue at their current rate of around 2.6 million shots administered a day, we could see crowd restrictions begin to be rolled back by early summer.
There are 50 million people in this country that are fully vaccinated. That's a lot of people, and every day we get more and more. I would expect that as we get through the summer, late spring, early summer, there's going to be a relaxation where you're going to have more and more people who will be allowed into baseball parks, very likely separated with seating, very likely continuing to wear masks. As we get a really, really low level of infection, you're going to start seeing a pulling back on some of those restrictions.
The World Health Organization, under Chinese investigators, say the pandemic was started by animals infecting humans. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, I went on the internet and I went to eBay during the break, and I found some lab test strips. They come 200 in a small bottle, 200 count, and they say it's for urine and saliva body pH. 200 of these strips shipped, $8.82, and it comes with the chart. Now, these have a range of 4.5 to 9.0. Now, the pH range, as you all remember from earth science and lab science from elementary school, the range of pH is from 1 to 14, 1 being acid and 14 being basic. So you really don't want, you can buy the range 1 to 14, but that range is so wide, you will not be able to determine the precise result of 7.2, 7.3, 7.4, etc. Because the range is just so wide. You really want a narrow, narrow range for these test strips. Would you agree, Dr. Shuey?
Absolutely. No question about it.
Okay.
Now, on the urine...
So, for... Yes?
Well, you want the pH between 5.5 and 6. Now, some people say you go up to 6.5, but I've found that when it gets to 6.5, it's likely to make you a bit too alkaline in the saliva. So, I like 5.5 to 6.0 for urine.
Okay, and can you tell us the protocol that you recommend for testing urine?
Well, the best time to test urine is first thing in the morning, because it's generally somewhat more concentrated at that time, and, you know, it's been a longer period of time most of the time for those of you who don't get up all night. So you've got a more concentrated urine, and it could be any time of day or night, because you want it always between 5.5 and 6.0, in my opinion, for the urine.
Okay, so I've heard the term morning pee, morning space P-E-E, as in concentrated urine, and there's more of a odor in the morning pee. Isn't that right, Dr. Shuley?
Well, yes, of course. But again, it is more concentrated.
Mm-hmm. And what does the... Okay, so basically it sounds to me like we want to carefully just urinate on this test strip without touching the business end of the test strip, and then directly just urinate right on it, and then look at the results.
Exactly.
Isn't that, that's a, okay. And
if you depending upon your fetish, you could use a cup of something.
Well, it seems to me that
why waste time
hygiene?
With a cup?
Yeah, the hygiene, you know, from laboratory experiments that I've done, over the years with glassware, you know, there's always a contamination potential. So if you just go directly urinate right on this thing, on the test strip, you take that potential for contamination right out of the equation.
Absolutely.
No soap residue in the cup, etc. Okay, and so what if the urine is outside of that 5.5 to 6.0?
Well, if it's down to 5, you're obviously much too acid, and if it's above 6.5, you are definitely too alkaline. And you could see those in extreme states, but they would be unusual.
Okay. Now, what if you are too acidic? You know, you're at 5.0. Will the baking soda that you recommended to raise the saliva pH, will that help that condition?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then when do you stop taking this 1 teaspoon of baking soda, you know, in the morning, or twice a day if you have a very low range in terms of pH? When do you stop taking it?
Considering that my diet has been pretty stable for the last year, and it did make a big change a little over a year ago, and I realize now that part of the reason for that is I have been eating more protein, and protein in general is acidifying. I'm still getting all the antioxidants that I need, but I have increased my protein to an average of about 120 grams a day.
Would Dr. Shuley, for those who love McDonald's and its clones, and there are people who just are addicted to that, for those who eat those kinds of meals, would that alter their saliva pH and urine pH to the point where you could see it based on
likely
that kind of a diet?
Likely to be very acidifying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And does salt, does the increased consumption of salt affect the pH of saliva and urine?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Because, you know, I've read labels of all kinds of things. And the amount of salt, I mean, if you could open a can of soup, you know, and find out that it would be a meal. I mean, if someone wanted a quick meal, just open a can of soup, add a little bit of water to it, and then, you know, bam, have a meal. But the amount of salt, sodium, and sugar that's in a lot of these canned foods is extraordinarily high.
Yes.
Like more than a day's worth. And so what they do is, you know, like a can of beans, green beans, it's got a lot of salt in it. And you would think that you could easily eat a can of green beans as a meal because it's only 15 ounces. But if you look at, you know, sodium content of cans of food, it's extraordinarily high. And so what they do is they measure it, and they say, well, per serving. So you get 2.5 servings of green beans in a can of green beans. Now, I don't know how that, I guess that's called the fun size serving. You know, that's a tiny, tiny serving to me. Well, just to get off on this little tangent, here's what I do. Here's a tip from my book. What I do, and I'd love to hear Dr. Shuley's thoughts on this, I will take a can of green beans, whether they be French cut or just cut green beans, and I'll pour out the water. I'll remove the lid or cut the lid 95%. And then I'll leave a little bit of that 5% as a hinge, and I'll pour out the water. Of course, I rinse off the top and wipe it off with a clean towel to get any, you know, dust that might be on the lid. And then I pour off all the water that I can. Then I lift up the lid, and I'll put some propure water and fill up that can again. And then I will drain it again. And I'll do that 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 times. And then I'll put the can of rinsed beans without any water into a small saucepan, and then I'll add water again, and I'll let them soak for a couple minutes, and then I'll pour off that water. Then I'll add a small amount of olive oil and some garlic, and then I'll eat that. Now, I believe I have reduced the salt content of those green beans. Do you think that is true, Dr. Shuley, or not?
Well, true. If you're going to eat it, you definitely need to dilute, if you will, or get rid of the salt.
And, class, water is the universal solvent. That's why you wash your hands with water.
Now, if you live in a city, however, remember you're poisoning yourself anytime you use city water. You must get rid of the fluoride in your water, or you're poisoning yourself in the worst way yet.
Mm-hmm. And there's probably another way of looking at this, too, and that is if those green beans were processed in a city, they probably use city water anyway. So you've got...
Yep.
You know, the added benefit of extra fluoride in the green beans. So water as a universal solvent is, I think, a great way to go. Okay. So we've talked about pH. Now, Dr. Shuley, I know that if I consume vitamin B complex, it alters the color of urine to a darker, more yellow rather than a clear color, if clear is a color. Is that considered normal or abnormal or what?
Normal.
Okay. What if one takes vitamin B complex and it does not make the urine more yellow? What does that indicate?
Makes me suggest you're not getting enough B complex.
Okay.
But I would doubt that anyone taking my essentials, even two a day, would have clear urine.
Well, I can tell you that there's no clear urine around here. Okay, so, Dr. Shuley, how important is Dr. Shuley's essentials for general health? And I take these classes. I take these multiple times a day.
Well, in today's world, remember, the pollution in the world in the last 100 years has just multiplied thousands of times. And whereas prior to the significant air pollution with radiation, with Roundup and God knows what other junk, we didn't need nearly as much. I mean, way back, 1 to 2.5 milligrams of B1, B2, B3, and B6 were adequate. But now I believe you need 25 milligrams. So the pollution has more than, has gone up tenfold or more, and our B-complex need has gone up because of that.
Dr. Shealy, I've got your Dr. Shealy's essentials, and it says on the label, Dr. Shealy's Eco Green Iron Free Essentials with Super Greens, 90 veg capsules. And in terms of vitamin, well, it's got A, C, D2, E, B1, 25 milligrams. And it has, let's see, B1, B2, B12, B6. And these are all higher than the percentage of the minimum daily requirement, except for B12, which is, you got it, 400 milligrams. Wait a second, I'm looking at the wrong line. Yeah, all of the Bs are higher than the minimum daily requirement, which is what you were talking about.
Yes.
What I do is I write on the caps, these little bottles, I write on the caps, and so I can look at, without looking at the labels, I can see from looking down on them what they are. So I write DRSE, like Dr. Shealy's Essentials. And then I wrote with a, you know, with a Sharpie on the same cap, maximum per day equals 4. And I believe that's what you said, that would be the maximum that I could take per day. Is that correct?
Yeah.
4 per day? Okay. So what I, class, I'm just giving you a tip from my book. It's real simple. You can take a Sharpie and you can write the maximum number that you can take per day. So I also have youth formula in my hand right here, and Dr. Shealy's youth formula. And I write YF for youth formula on the cap. And then I have max per day equals 8. Is that correct, Dr. Shealy? Did I write the right number? Okay. So that's how I do it, class. And then I have turmeric curcumin complex. And I don't have written on the top the maximum. But what I do is when I take a youth formula, I take a turmeric curcumin. It's, let's see, it's, I think it's 500 milligrams. Yeah, I'll tell you in just a second. They changed the label. But I'll tell you when we come back, the 450 milligrams. It's the new Chinese size. It used to be 500.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, classic, the kiss of death in radio is challenging advertising. So, I'm going to do it right now. I hate it when people lie. But what you heard is an absolute lie. 70 years of Smokey Colbert, only you can prevent wildfires? That's a lie. That's not what it... And I don't want you to start forest fires. And I don't want you to start out-of-control fires. But it's Smokey the Bear... Not Smokey Bear. It's not Smokey Colbert. You know, for 70 years. I've been around for almost 70 years. Darn close to 70 years. And it's Smokey the Bear originally. And it's only you can prevent forest fires, not wildfires. So they have changed history. And I'll be glad to have them come on. So if you are part of the Smokey the Bear contingency, and you'd like to come on the air with me, I'll give you the number right now. You can call us up and tell me how I'm wrong. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. It was Smokey the Bear back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and it's only you can prevent forest fires, not wildfires. Now, if you want to prevent wildfires, you have to go to the California utilities, because they're the guys that start these wildfires through their mismanagement of the power grid in California. So we were talking about urine and pH. Dr. Shealy, the color of urine, I mean, I don't want to get too graphic here, but doesn't the color of urine directly relate to the consumption of water?
Well, of course. I mean, if you don't drink enough water, it's going to be much darker. Mm-hmm. And the average person probably doesn't drink enough water.
Okay.
You should drink your, if you weigh 100 pounds, you should drink 50 ounces, 150 pounds, 75 ounces, et cetera.
Yeah. Okay. And we've got a couple lines lit up here. I'll be right there. I just have one more clarification on urine color. So, Dr. Shealy, throughout the day, would you say that starting out in the morning, the urine is darker and gets lighter, lighter, lighter if you are hydrating enough? If you are hydrating? Okay. All right. David in Illinois, you're on first, then Craig in New York. You'll be next.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, real quick, we did Smokey the Bear thing in third grade when I was a kid. So mm-hmm. It was Smokey the Bear.
So are you saying that, lining up with me that was a lie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. They gave us buttons and all kinds of paraphernalia. Now my wife has been on doing your, Dr. Shealy's recommended magnesium to regulate her heartbeat. Now she had her lab work done in that Digitech. They said it's way too high now, but they won't explain why. But my question is, does that medicine, I imagine the heart rate is getting under control. She's been doing the magnesium, vitamin D, and everything religiously. And now all of a sudden this medicine's way too high, and they need to take her off it. And she's on the lowest dose. So does that medicine just sit in your blood until the heart needs it, so it's dormant, just there waiting? Or how does it work?
But you're talking about a drug now, not magnesium.
Yes. Right. Digitech, I believe it's called.
Right. I understand. In general, it should be having its effect every day. Now, depending upon the dose, and of course, if she doesn't need it, there comes a time when you can be weaned off a lot of drugs. My natural approach will control high blood pressure, for instance, 99.9% of the time without drugs. And once you've gotten weaned, you don't need them anymore.
Right. She's down to only taking two of the lowest dose a week, which she was on it every day. But since the heart, her heart rate's not bothering her much anymore, and her regular doctor's like, no, that can't do it. Magnesium's not going to do it. You got to just take this. Well, then how come it's so high they're talking about finding a way to take her off of it?
I'm sorry. I have to say I believe they are uneducated in magnesium.
Yeah, because it's obviously working, because the lab results show she don't need that medication. And so that's one positive. Now, is it okay to mention to tell you about a situation, Vince, on your show about this virus vaccine?
Absolutely. As long as you're speaking the truth, absolutely. You can name brands, corporations, whatever. Just you might want to preference it that this is what you've experienced. That'd be a great way to go. But hold that thought. We're going into a top of the hour break. And I wanted to mention very quickly that what I did, and this may not be scientific, but I put my two fingers over my right hand, two fingers, on my wrist of my left hand, and I would feel my pulse. And I could feel that I had an irregular heartbeat just by doing that. And simply by taking magnesium lotion and magnesium spray that Dr. Shealy offers, it straightened out very, very quickly. So that's one way that I was able to tell. And I'd love to hear Dr. Shealy's comments about is that scientific enough or not to get a general idea of what's going on. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.